Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshaies. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
This is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing and preparedness is another. In Congress, I'll be prepared to serve you on day one, and I ask for your vote on August 30th.
Paid for by Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress.
This is Geraldine F. Thompson, candidate for Congress, District 10, and I approve this message.
Hello, everyone. This is your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, James T. Deshaies. I just want to go on record. I tell you, I want to always be active. I want to always be involved. And I'm involved in my local government. And so I am supporting Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress. And I want you to know that she has been an elected official for nearly 10 years. And when she works on a project, she gets that project done. So that's why I'm in full support of her, and I want you to be aware, and I want to go on record. So those of you who are in the Orlando area, I want you to vote for Ms. Geraldine Thompson for Congress on August 30th. Get out and vote. That's what we all have to do all across the country, because this is a very important time for us. And we cannot sit back and relax and watch other people do things. We have to get out there and do them ourselves. And today is a wonderful show. We got a different subject I want to go over. And I hope that we get a lot of people out there listening and a lot of people calling in because we want to talk about this subject in length. And I want everybody to get an opportunity to listen to it. So before I go straight to the audio for that show, I had a few other things I wanted you to listen to. And we won't talk about those things in depth, but we want to have the opportunity to get everybody on the show so that we can talk in depth about what the real topic is. I do want to share this audio with you to kind of get your response about this one, though. So I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think.
My son down one day and say, they might not like you.
I want to have children one day, but I don't want to have a son because I don't want him to go through this police brutality.
I have a little boy, a little black boy that's 1 year old, and I fear for his future.
As a black man in America, we have to figure out how to survive. You know, yeah, and the best way to do that is to have conversations about it.
They might look at you negative before they look at you positive.
Don't play no loud music. Don't draw attention to yourself.
If they say turn around, turn around. Don't fight them.
Don't reach for your pockets. Don't reach for anything.
Do what you can to keep yourself safe.
You have to watch what you say and what you wear.
Don't wear your hoods.
You just might be seen as a criminal.
but you've never done anything in your life.
Just yes, sir, no, sir.
Yes, sir, no, sir. Give him honest feedback and look him face to face and just told him, I'm going to move my hand to the glove compartment, sir. I'm going to get what you asked me to get, sir.
Just put your hands up if you have to. They tell you to put your hands up.
Everything I'm saying is measured, it's calculated, and it is thought out without question.
They're not us. You can't talk to them like they're us. We can't even reason with them like they are us.
You're already an African-American male. You already stand out. So try your best to just fit in with everybody else.
How do we as black people stand together and say no more?
You know, I just wanted to play that. I heard those collection of thoughts, and I wanted to share those collection of thoughts with you and get an idea of what you might think about it. You know, it's kind of a sad thing that we have to be on guard and at caution all the time and fear for our lives because of other people's interpretations of us. You know, it's like, you know, you don't want to stand out too much. You don't want to look like a thug. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. Like, we have all these rules and regulations, even when we haven't done anything. So sometimes it's kind of interesting to want to know what it is people think about having to have this conversation with their children in order to keep themselves safe, and whether or not do you feel like it makes you a second-class citizen because you have to stay on guard and protect yourself from what's going on in the thoughts of someone else. You know, why do you have to be burdened down with the thoughts and feelings of another person when you are an innocent citizen and you're doing a law-abiding citizen? Is there something wrong with the fact that we have to go an extra mile to put them at ease, put people at ease, so that we won't get murdered in the streets? It's just a question that I'm asking, you know, as we get ready and prepare to go into our real subject. But I heard that, and I thought I wanted to play it, so I'm going to give you an opportunity just to tell me what you think.
Wow.
7983. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Over
7983, are you there? Okay. So again, I just wanted to just touch base with you and play that little thing thought for you and just see where we are as a race of people as we decide that we're going to try to conform our lives to these rules so that we don't get more and more of the people we love hurt. And does it make us feel like a second-class citizen when we have to conform to these rules and keep these rules with us 24/7? You know, there's so many things that seem unjust. And so sometimes, you know, you have to just talk about them just to see where we are at the time. Now, I have a audio that I really wanted to get into a conversation with you about. You know, there's a stereotypic thought that goes around the country that African-American men don't love their children, are not supportive of their children. They go around making a lot of babies, but they're not supportive of their babies. And I wanted to spend some time and play some audios for you that show that there are some fathers out there who truly want to spend time with their children, spend positive time with their kids, but in some instances, the female keeps them from doing it or becomes an obstacle in the way of a parent who truly wants to have a positive relationship with his children. So I want to play for you a couple of audio and get your responses related to, do we really need to have a conversation with both sides, mothers and fathers, to make sure their mothers are not using their personal feelings related to this man to interfere with him having an ongoing relationship with his children. And so it's important that we talk about it in a fashion that is open and honest. So I want you to listen to this audio.
How's it going?
How you doing, sir?
Justin Parrish.
Justin Town.
How you doing today? What's the issue?
You
can't have her right now.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
She doesn't govern when the visitation is over. I already understand how the rules go. It's a civil matter. We already agreed I keep it for 2 week intervals. I have 3 other children in there. I have 4 children total. My visitation goes for 2 weeks with my other children. She already agreed upon it. We went to court yesterday. I was not found in contempt. So she's upset right now. We already agreed that she goes home at 6. She just got off the phone with her daughter saying, you're coming home on Friday at 6 p.m. So she's over here out of sheer anger. She could be at work right now. My kids are at peace, inside playing. I have legitimation papers right here. No one's going home today. Everyone's in peace. She's getting her daughter at on Friday. Not a problem. I'll be right back. Go in the house and get it. Do you need anything else? So I don't have to make.
No, I want.
I'll be right back. That's how that works. You see this? She cannot force him to give me my child. You know why? Because I did this properly. This is something I want to show people because I've been working on this for a very long time. I've been working very hard to make sure I'm active in my children's lives. You see how I'm walking? 1 second, baby. You see how I'm walking right in here? Right back. Officer only asked for my ID. And guess what he's going to get? My ID. Because this black man right here works hard. My license is not suspended. I'm going to give him my license. Not my ID. My license. Okay? Here's my legitimation papers just so I don't forget that as well so I can send her along her way. It's sad that I have to do this. I've never done a live video. So it's sad this is my first one. This just goes to show you how we get treated out here and how these women think they got it over us. I'm a dad and I love my kids and this is what I do. I pay her $574 every month and this is how I'm getting treated. Filing
everything.
This is what I'm doing with.
If the child is legitimate,
he's trying to put up a
Facebook live or whatever, and that's the out there,
whatever, like that.
Well, I'm just saying, if the child is legitimized, he's got every right to
be
like you.
Is that
my idea?
Did he ask for it? No.
That's the reason why I'm here.
Because I'm saying, I want my child.
This is the reason why I'm here, because of that. Not because I'm coming to get the child, because I can't do that.
Okay. The only reason why I said, I said, I want my child.
I already called him because you're trespassing. You're not welcome in my house. You're not welcome here. You don't respect. I've never come to your house. When did I come? Never. Never. I've never been at your house. I don't want to be there. For what reason? I don't want to deal with you. You want to be dealt with. Yes, you do. You got to deal with me for the rest of your life. I don't have to deal with you. This is cool. You'll get your child on Friday like we already agreed. Keep everything cordial. Stop doing extra stuff. Grow up.
This is extra.
You're at my house right now. Because you wasted your gas calling the police out here. I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to go back to my house and enjoy time with my kids. You got to drive back to wherever side of town you came from.
Or
whatever. This is what happens, everyone. I had to have some video evidence. This is what I deal with.
Now, I was, it's amazing that here is a young man who has a nice home. I wish you could have seen the video of the gentleman's home. He seems to be a hardworking young man, and he's diligently trying to take care of his kids, trying to be a good father, and he's at the mercy of this young lady who's calling the police on him to get her child back, and she knows that she's going to get her child back the next day at 6 o'clock, like they agreed. But instead of waiting to get her child back the next day, she calls the police and try to help to use them to take her child back. And, you know, it just, we have to learn to do what's in the best interest of the children. And certainly having a father in their lives is in their best interest. But so often you have people who become vindictive when they have a good man who wants to be in their children's life, and they'll find ways to put obstacles in his way of being in his child's life. They not only want the child support, they want to be judge, jury, and executioner related to the man's involvement in his children's lives. And God forbid he move on and have a relationship with other children, with other children that might be his, or with other people he decided to get involved with someone else. And it seems like she's not only angry with him about having her child, she doesn't want her child to be around his other children as well. And so it's amazing that we have these situations when it clearly should be handled in a humane and comforting way, so that what's in the best interest of the child. If this man is not putting his children at risk, he should be able to have a relationship with them that is ongoing. He should have a continuous relationship with them, one that they can count on. If it's every other week, every other weekend, or whatever the judge determines, or whatever the two people could determine. Because sometimes a judge doesn't have to be involved. If two people are amenable, they can come up with a solution themselves so that they don't have to be at odds with one another. You have to remember there was a time and a place when you two were in love, and respect that love enough not to be as out of control as you possibly can. If you were able to hear in the video, there was a portion where this young man never used profanity, and the police officer had to tell the young lady, "This is why I'm here. I'm not here to take his children and give them to you. I'm here because you come in a confrontational manner," and he needed to be there to restrict her from being confrontational. So I just want to talk to you about, what do you think we need to do to help both men and women see the value of a man being in his children's lives, and not just as a means of paying child support, but also as a means of being there for love and emotional support and guidance. So we're going to go to our phones. I see ...7983. Oh, Lord, as soon as we dropped the call. All right, call back. I got 7983 was out there, and the call got dropped. But we just want to do what's in the best interest of our children. And actually, we need to encourage fathers to be more involved in their children's lives. We want to make sure that these children understand and appreciate their fathers, and not only help women to understand that, don't talk against the father so that the child becomes another obstacle in the way of them having a relationship. That it's important that we create an environment so both the mother and father's relationship with the child thrives. Okay, that's what's important. The relationship between the mother and father needs to be a successful one so that the child can be successful. So the child has two places that they can go to feel loved and to feel comfort and be given an opportunity to grow. I can say to you that I grew up in a one-parent family, but I also had total access to my father. And he went to every football game, every basketball game. He was very much involved in my life, and I needed his support. I needed his guidance. He taught me how to be a man, how to work hard, and be respectful and be honorable. Those were some of the things that he brought to the table. I was sorry that he was not a good husband, but I shouldn't have been punished for him not being a good husband, because he was a good father. There's nothing I could ever say against him in terms of him being a father. And so I'm sure there are other men out there who are struggling hard to try to be good fathers, but they're being interfered with or denied the opportunity to be a good father because a mother is clearly not understanding why she shouldn't be an obstacle in the lives of her ex-husband or her ex-boyfriend and their children. He should be encouraged. Now, if he doesn't have a job, then we need to be encouraging him to get a job. And we need to be working with him to be the best man he can possibly be. And that's what's important. It's important that we do whatever we can to assist men to be the best men they can be. 79830, are you there? 7983. Are you there? All right, I can't seem to get through to anybody, but we're going to continue to talk about this. And a lot of times, we need to understand as a society, children reach their best potential when they have a lot of different people, a lot of different positive people in their families. Again, I have to tell you that I was very lucky. I had both my parents involved in my life. I had both of my grandparents involved in my life, and that allowed me to reach the goals that I was able to obtain because of the people who are in my life, and that we all have to have these role models in our life to reach the success that we want all our children to reach. And when we don't allow those relationships, they need their aunts, their uncles, they need everybody to play a positive role in their existence. And we should not seek to eliminate those individuals, even if their mothers and fathers are not together. And so it's important for us to act in a reasonable fashion so that these children have an opportunity to reach their greatest point. There's a level which they can reach if we allow them to be involved in their lives, in all their families' lives. That's something we all need to agree with. Again, I'm going to call it 7983. Are you there? It's really important that we understand that and we let people grow. I'm going to play another audio for you.
I need answers. As custodial parent, I'm supposed to know exactly what's what.
Kim, can I leave now?
Can you please tell me where you cut my children's hair?
I gave my kids a haircut.
You had no authority. Did you cut?
Do you have my kids behind us?
Did you consult with me?
Kim, let me peel off.
Did you consult with me?
Can I leave now?
Let's be a man for once.
Can I leave?
Consult with me. Ma, can you get the police? Because Yeah, he's taking my photo because he won't tell me exactly what happened. He has no right to do that. I asked you a simple question.
So your mom's going to get the police?
I don't know. I'm asking you a question. Where did you do this? Earl, they don't...
Tim, you're really making the kids nervous.
Earl, I know my own children ever since. Okay.
Ever since what?
I know my children.
Ever since what?
You abandoned them. I abandoned them, okay?
Oh, I thought I left you.
No, I'm recording it too, just to make sure that we're even, Steven, okay?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
That's no problem.
Oh, don't scratch the car.
Oh, no, scratch the car. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do.
Come on. You know the train.
No, that's their train.
I got the train. Until...
Okay, hold on. No, you hold on to that train. Don't let him take that away from you.
Nope.
Don't let him put the train on the car, please,
Jim. You need to tell me exactly what happened.
Well, see, you got the boys crying.
Well, you took his
train. Don't scratch the car.
I didn't take it.
Don't scratch the car.
Answer the question.
Get daddy a kiss. Get daddy a kiss.
Answer the question.
Yes. Can I pick him up, Kim?
Put him down.
Can I pick the
You're
kid
over
up?
Over the time.
Let me pick
You're
the
over
kid.
The time.
So I can't pick the kids
Let
up?
Let go. Would you tell me where you did?
So I can't pick the kids
Can you
up?
Tell me what you did.
They got a haircut, Kim.
Where? Where, Earl? You put a shaver to their head. How dare you do that?
You finished? And your mom was going to get the police, huh? Kim, would you please have them get the train off the car?
Answer the question.
I'm going to take the train from them. Okay,
take them and then they'll be bowling. It's all you. That's it.
They can't have the train on the car.
Well, then you need to answer the question.
Why don't you back up from the car then?
You need to answer the question.
Back up from the car.
They're going to remember you as an image of taking this away.
Then back up from the car, Kim.
Then answer my question, please.
Back up from the car.
Answer my question.
Kim, you shouldn't be doing this in front of the kids.
Would you please? You're doing it, Earl. Who gave you the right to do that? Who gave you the right?
Oh, I wish you let me leave, Kim.
Who gave you the right? You were over an hour and a half late. Go ahead, get your turn, sweetie. Who gave you the right to shave their head?
Don't I pay child support? And aren't they my kids, too?
Child support has nothing to do. You are non-custodial with visitation. You have no right whatsoever to do anything like this without consulting with me first.
Oh, here comes your mama. I know it's about to get worse. Kim, you see, you can't have let them scratch
I'm
up the car.
I'm sorry, I need to know what you did.
I'm gonna give it back. Daddy's gonna give it back. You can't scratch up the car, okay? Okay.
Dad.
Come on, give Daddy a kiss. Give Daddy a kiss.
Give the car back.
Let me give him a kiss, Kim. Let me go.
Okay, give it the car. Give it.
Okay.
Give him the train.
Let me give Daddy a kiss.
Get the train. Here, go over here. Take him. Give me the train.
You leaving us?
I don't know. Where's
all right, that's and I know that tape was a bit long, and it was even longer, and I want you to know, and the end result was she was so determined to turn a simple transfer of the kids from the father to the mother. And she was angry because he had another child in the car. And, you know, she wanted to just do all she could to turn this into an ugly situation. And eventually, they made the exchange at a police department, you know, which is fine. I can understand if you're a mother and father are not getting along, and for the protection of the mother and the father and the protection of the kids, making the transfer in the parking lot of a police station may be a good thing. But in this case, they ended up going in the police station because the man wouldn't tell her who cut her son's hair. And I just can't believe that you can be so vindictive that you don't think a father can have the right to have that kind of relationship with his son. I can remember vividly that my father helped me to come to a conclusion about, you know, how my hair would be done. He would take me to the barber to get special things done to it because I wanted things done a certain way, and I might be gravitating toward a new hairstyle. Also, I knew that there were certain things my dad to do. You know, I knew that I wasn't going to ask my father to put some special kind of part in my head, or I couldn't go around with my over my father's house with my hair all plaited up, so he and I had a relationship related to my hair. And that was also true with my uncle. I had an uncle who, if my hair was nappy, he was going to take me to get a haircut. He didn't care what my mama thought, you know, and that was just a man kind of thing where they're trying to teach me, you know, how to groom myself and how I should look when I become a man. And so here a man cares enough about his sons to take them to get a haircut, and she uses it as a way to get back at him. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, my God, what is wrong with her psyche that she is so angry and so upset and vindictive that she's willing to turn this into a big thing instead of spending more time with her kids, instead of getting her kids, getting all the clothes, put them in her car and be about her way. She spent 30 minutes to an hour in conflict with this man about him going to get his children haircut. And that's when you got to know you're out of control. At some point, you have to be willing to look at what it is that you're doing and determine whether or not you're doing it for the right reason. Now, if your son came during the transfer and he had a large cut on his arm, or he had stitches, or he had a black eye, then we would have something to talk about. You definitely need to tell me what happened to my child if my child it shows that my child has signs of being hurt. That's truly understandable. But it's not understandable to get into a major conflict about your child just because he got his hair cut. His hair is going to grow back. I mean, he didn't patch it up or cut patches in it. So if you don't like the style, it'll grow back. But to be in conflict with somebody for that long period of time over something like that does not make a lot of sense. It just truly does not make a lot of sense. We're going to take another little break and listen to a little music, and then we'll come back to continue our conversation. little bit of that Prince. And, you know, I just wanted to say, when you talk about doves crying, why do we want our kids in misery because their parents can't get along? We have to find a way or a solution to help our children grow up to be the best kids they can be. And they can only reach their maximum potential when they have everybody working together. You know, when we're talking about a village to raise the children, that village consists of their family members first. We want outside people to be equally as involved in their growth, but they need their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents on both sides, their aunts and uncles on both sides. They need everybody involved looking out for the best interests of these kids so that they always have an adult they can go to get support, to get help. And when a person, when a mother behaves in a fashion that keeps the father out of the child's life, that is an important portion of a kid's existence. And we should not be looking to allow women to do this in such a manner that it becomes destructive. Listen, I'm all for making sure the father is doing the right thing. If he's on drugs, or he's going to put the child in an environment that is dangerous, influential, to influence them to do things that are not in their best interest, then I understand you being a little more restrictive. Maybe he needs to have supervision when he's with the kids. But to just deny him complete access to the children is just it's not a fair thing to do. And so we have to look to do what's best for the kids without our personal issues becoming involved. And that's what you have to pay attention to. You have to look at and determine, are my personal interests getting involved here? Am I denying my husband or my ex-boyfriend the right to see his son or daughter because I'm still angry, I'm still mad, I'm still upset? Those are things you have to ask yourself, because you don't want that to be the reason that your son or daughter is not spending time with their father. You don't want it to be your fault. You don't want to be saying things to your son to make him angry at his father and then not have him want to spend time with his father. You should be encouraging your children to spend time with both their parents, to spend time with both sets of grandparents. And as long as there's nothing, again, that might endanger the child, everybody should have access to assist the child in growing in the right direction. And that's what it's supposed to be all about. It's supposed to be all about comforting and creating a safe, positive environment for these children to grow up in, for these children to maximize their potential, to help children and encourage children to reach their dreams, because they're the true treasure in the relationship. They're the true future in both your lives. Is if you can get these kids, help these kids to grow up in a way that allows them to maximize their potential, then that's a legacy you left to the world. And you need to be prepared to do that by getting the help of the father, by appreciating a father wanting to be involved in the lives of his kids. That's a very important thing to do. So we need to make sure that we don't arbitrarily create a situation that is unhealthy for our child by trying to eliminate one of the parents, because both parents are important. Both parents have value, and we need to seek the opportunity to do what's in the best interest of the child, and instead of creating obstacles to keep that child from experiencing the positive feedback of being with someone else that loves them as well. That's a very important thing for us to do. All right, we're going to take another short break, and we'll come right back.
There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to join, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules of the past. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle, because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. My commitment to than I ever conceived it could be between a man and a woman. I never dreamed that my belief in the Lord's word would manifest itself in this fashion. I live to put into words what being one with you does to my spirit. I look forward to loving you in a way not known to either of us. Have I ever known love like this? I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. I have never loved like this before. I refuse to allow it to disappear as those in the past. You are my treasure that I've searched for most of my adult life. It would be crazy to let the daily distractions of living dismantle what I have discovered. I will not look back, but embrace the new love created by our connection. I've never known love like this. I never known love like this. I've never known love like this. Never known love like this.
That's what we have to learn. We have to learn what love is and learn to love even after love we have for another is gone. We have to learn how to love beyond just the emotional feelings that we have for a man or a woman. We have to learn to love in a way that gives us the strength to do what is in the best interest of our children. We have to recognize that a love that you have for a man or a woman may not last for a lifetime, but the love that you have for your children will, and that you love them so much that you're willing to share them with the other party that also was a part of giving them life. We have to recognize that we cannot just take children away from the other parent in a way that destroys that relationship. We need to seek to have healthy relationships, not only with our parents, but with our grandparents and our aunts and uncles as well. And I know that is a very hard thing to do sometimes, but we should seek to do it because it's in the best interest of the children. We need to seek to do it because those relationships, when healthy, would help that child to become the best person they can possibly be. We have to recognize that our children deserve us giving them the best opportunity they can have, and they can only have those opportunities when we are able to give them the benefit of two parents. Now, again, there's always a but to that. And the but is, as long as those parents are able to create a healthy and safe environment for the child, one in which the child can grow without being tormented by some evilness that might exist in the behavior of the parent. And recognize, I said, in the behavior of the other parent. Not that the parent is evil, because that is not a decision you should be making for your child. Your child should be encouraged to have a healthy relationship with the parent that is not the daily caretaker. And that encouragement should also continue with the grandparents on both sides and the aunts and uncles on both sides. I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed that I didn't have my normal fan club to have this discussion with me, because I believe that this is one that we could have agreed on. And it always is helpful to have other people's opinions on the show so that we can have a debate in regards. And sometimes the debate means we all share on the same page. And sometimes people bring to the page something that you may not have thought about. So I'm always encouraged to have other people on the show that can help me to understand what their positions might be if their positions are opposite my own. I want to tell you guys, I really think it's important for us to support Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, as well as Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We want to have those vehicles that allow us the opportunity to have our voices heard in as many different places as possible, because that is what we're going to need in order to keep our country going in the right direction. Too many of the media outlets are closed off to people of color, and people of color are not given the opportunity to share their opinions. And in America, American cannot be as great as it can be if everybody is not given a voice. So we want to make sure that people of color have a voice. We want all Americans to have a voice. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that place to give you a voice. So we want you to always be ready and prepared to call in and give your opinion related to what is going on and being talked about on our show. And I want you to check out all of the shows that are part of the network, Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. That's important as well, that you find a lot of different shows that can give you the enjoyment and entertainment and the opportunities as you need them. I want you to go visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. I want you to let me know what it is you think about my website. Go around and make comments about my blogs. I try to write daily and add things to my blog that you might find interesting. So I would love to get your comments about what it is that is on my website. Again, my website is www.jamestdeshay.com, and I'd love for you to go to my website and tell me what you think. I also would like you to write me at djames82@aol.com. Tell me what kind of subjects you'd like to discuss and what things you'd like to talk about. It's real important that we get on a first-name basis so that we're able to exchange thoughts, not only on the show, but off the show as well. I got a call to action for all of you out there listening to my voice. Those of you who are downloading the show, I want you to find one person that you can share the show with so the show can grow. So I'm just calling to ask you to share the show with one person so that we can continue to grow our audience. I also want to ask you to call in, be a first-time caller on tomorrow's show. I would like to see as many people as possible call into tomorrow's show, 657-383-0309. 657-383-0309. I want you to call in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The show starts at 8 o'clock. And I'd like to hear your voice as a first-time caller. I want you to get in the habit of calling into my show. The show is on 7 days a week. It is at 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, and 8 p.m. on Saturdays. So we are here 7 days a week to talk about the things that are important and the things that are impacting our world. We want you to be a positive force on this show and a positive force in your community, a positive force in your state, and a positive force in the country. And we want Thoughts, Love, and Reflection to be that vehicle that you use to be that positive force. And we want to do that together. We want to build a show that can make a difference in the world of those around us. So it's so important for us to do all we can to help my show grow as well as the network, because we want all of this to work together for the good of our nation.
This is Senator Geraldine Thompson. I didn't seek to begin my legislative career in Congress. I volunteered to assist other candidates I believed in. I was appointed to the Florida Commission on Human Relations by Governor Bob Graham and fought discrimination throughout Florida. In 2006, I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I learned how to craft pieces of legislation and get them passed. In 2012, I was elected to the Florida Senate, where I focused on legislation and appropriations that meant millions of dollars for projects in my district. I learned the process from the ground up and know what it takes to be effective. Ambition is one thing and preparedness is another. In Congress, I'll be prepared to serve you on day one, and I ask for your vote on August 30th.
Paid for by Geraldine F. Thompson for Congress.
This is Geraldine F. Thompson, candidate for Congress, District 10, and I approve this message.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by Arthur James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.